From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents, context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Pittsburgh, California.
Oh, I'm not from the Bay Area.
Canole, California.
San Jose.
I'm from Paradise, California, up north.
Coming up, we hear how Oakland residents feel about the next First Friday event after the last concluded in violence.
When I go now, I would probably go, but I would probably go on the earlier side.
Then we meet the local high schoolers who will perform at Noise Pop as the She's.
I feel like the way to get people to take you seriously is if you really take yourself seriously.
And local musician Maclete Hedero tells us how San Francisco helped her find her voice.
San Francisco has been an enormously inspiring part of what has made me a musician and a singer, and really be able to claim that in my life.
That and more today on Cross Currents. Stay with us. It's the last day of February. That means tomorrow is the first Friday in March, and a day people will gather in the streets of Oakland to celebrate arts and culture at Art Murmur's First Friday event. But the day carries extra weight this time around because of what happened 1 month ago. Things were going well until about 10 minutes before 11 p.m., as reported by Thomas Roman of ABC 7.
Lilies have been placed on the spot where 18-year-old Keontae Campbell of Oakland was shot to death. It happened at 10:49 p.m. during Oakland's First Friday celebration here on 20th Street and Telegraph Avenue.
The shooting resulted in one death and three injuries, and the incident shocked people who've been patronizing the event since its beginning 7 years ago. Last night, in her State of the City address, Oakland Mayor Jean Kwan called for a moment of silence for the victims and said her biggest priority is public safety. So, in the aftermath of the Art Murmur shooting, will people stay away, or will First Friday continue to draw thousands? KALW's Ashley Ann Krigbaum hits the streets to see how the residents are reacting.
It's a great event, but there's a much greater concern now that someone was shot and killed. And I hear that they're trying to change the event to make it safer, but I don't know what that means. When I go now, I would probably go, but I would probably go on the earlier side.
I actually like the idea. I wouldn't change anything. What I like is the community coming together, especially in Oakland.
The problem is the alcohol sale in the street and alcohol drink.
It's great for business for Oakland. It's great for the community. We just need to obviously try to do whatever we can to make it a little bit safer, allowing people to express themselves freely and with art and through, you know, whatever means that they feel they can convey their essence to others is fantastic and something that the world's missing just a little bit too much of.
Those were the voices of Thomas Jordan, Arlene Burkhart, Daniel Pock, and Christopher Husey. They spoke with KALW's Ashley Ann Krigbaum. Oakland's First Friday has some new rules this time around. No public alcohol drinking, and the event will end at 9 p.m. instead of 10. We'd like to hear your thoughts. What does this all mean for Oakland? Leave us a message with your opinions at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. The arts will be active in Oakland this weekend, as they'll be across the bay in San Francisco. The SF Jazz Center is the city's new showcase, featuring artists including Zakir Hussain to Anna Mura to the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, John Santos, and this Saturday night, Maclete Hedero. Born in Ethiopia, Hedero lived all over the map until she landed in San Francisco almost 8 years ago. The singer-songwriter was a resident artist with the de Young Museum. She's a TED Global Fellow and worked with the Red Poppy Art House and the Mission Arts and Performance Project. But just 7 years ago, the artist now compared to Nina Simone was but a receptionist with a dream. In this story from our archives, KALW's Martina Castro met up with Maclete Hedero at the Red Poppy Art House to hear how that artist-run space and others around the mission helped her find her voice.
You know, the thing about singers is that they've always sung, you know. Every singer has a story about, you know, being 3 years old and their mother. My name is Makleet Hedero, and I'm a singer, musician, and cultural activist. One day, I was at this pretty terrible bar in North Beach, and some of my friends, they were here at the Red Poppy Art House in the Mission District, and they called me and they said, "I don't care what you're doing, get over here right now." And so I came, and it was just a real transformative, breaking open moment. I walked in and there was a guitar player in one corner and a bass player and a drummer in another corner. And up in the loft, there was an oud player. And they were all improvising a song. And then somebody began a call and response with everybody in the room. And suddenly, in an instant, 30 people were all singing together. And it was so lifting. So that started my involvement with the Red Poppy Art House, you know. And music became the center of everything.
9 saturated breeze wavers swim.
San Francisco has been an enormously inspiring part of what has made me a musician and a singer, and especially the Mission District, you know. And that also comes down to the Mission Arts and Performance Project. Once I started curating for the Mission Arts and Performance Project in 2005, I was totally hooked, and I was involved in every single map for like 3 years, in garages and backyards and local spaces like the Secret Garden. So when you're walking down the street in the Mission, you're gonna hear a lot of different kinds of things. Of course you'll hear the cars passing, many of the cars having far better sound systems than I have in my house. You know, it's funny at the Red Poppy, you know, when we have shows, and sometimes those cars go by, and when it's sometimes jazz musicians will just incorporate the rhythms or the beats that they're hearing into their improvisation, so that's kind of fun. And these are full of cherry blossoms, and it just rains cherry blossoms inside here. It's so lovely. And there are bees here. They're buzzing around and friendly. So here we are. This is the Secret Garden. And there are raised beds over there with amaranth and rainbow chard and all kinds of good, yummy greens for the neighborhood growing here. And over here we have a stage that is the center of performance. There have been all kinds of dance bands in here. Venezuelan singers, Cuban son and salsa. For me, this space is important because it's about the things that are hidden and the places that are hidden being the real treasures that take a little bit of exploration to get to. You know, there's not a straight line. There's not a sign outside of get here, come to the Secret Garden this way. You know, you have to find it, although they are going to be doing lots more public programs. But I guess I feel like that's kind of part of my story too, you know, no straight lines.
Walk up straight through the roof, straight through the hole in the ceiling, take your place in the sky. Oh, look around at the clouds.
I founded a collective of Ethiopian diaspora artists who are living all over North America. And the idea was that you know, we kind of have a limited understanding of what our own culture is, having grown up, many of us having been born here. I was born in Ethiopia, but left when I was very young. And to a large degree, it's like when you're growing up in the U.S., your experience of your culture ends up being what your family experiences and expresses as Ethiopian culture. But actually, that's just such a small fraction of what it is. You know, there's an incredible diversity of cultures and peoples and languages, and I had almost no access to that, you know. So I was like, well, you know, I want to know about this. And so I started this group of people to kind of do this cultural exploration and connection. So I have a song on the album that is a traditional Ethiopian song. It's called Abay Mado.
Abay Mado fila ser yalo bere enanaka bere.
Abay Mado means across the Nile. And aside from being a real classic of the Ethiopian repertoire, I really included it as a tribute to the country and the people there. And the, you know, the funny thing is I totally mispronounce words in there. You know, I don't really speak Amharic. I totally got my friends, you know, my Abisha friends to translate it for me and to kind of spell it out syllable for syllable. And, you know, then I checked it with my mom. But still, by the time of the recording, I didn't have all the pronunciation right. But I've gotten a lot better after performing it live a whole bunch. There's a kind of pushing upwards that happens when you're walking through a neighborhood all the time, and when you have those memories of these really important moments of your development that are so much in the soil of the place that I can't say that I've ever had anywhere else.
Macleod Hedero plays live this Saturday night at the new SF Jazz Center. Details are at KALW.org. This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Our area is an incubator for musical talent. That brings us to the next installment of Bay Area Beats. You've probably been seeing this next band around town for a while on lineups at clubs like Bottom of the Hill and The Independent. They've been playing the show circuit for over 4 years and have a following that stretches as far as London, England. But get this, they're still in high school.
My name is Sammy Perez, and I play the bass guitar and sing.
My name is Eva Treadway, and I play guitar.
My name is Hannah Valenti, and I sing, play guitar, and mandolin.
Hi, my name is Sinclair Riley, and I play the drums.
And we are the She's.
The She's spoke with KALW's Alyssa Kapnick about the pitfalls and the positives of being an all-female rock band and making it big while keeping up with calculus.
We met in kindergarten. We became best friends and started a band in fifth grade with 8 guitarists. It was fun, but it didn't work out so well. So in seventh grade, we formed the She's with just the 4 of us.
Yeah, having a bunch of fifth graders in one room was a lot of drama for band practice. So I remember there was a pillow once that we were all fighting over that had like the Lucky Charms guy on it. Do you remember that, Sinclair?
Yeah, that was my brother's.
And a lot of fifth grade drama.
Yeah, I think people ended up crying over that pillow.
Yeah, that happened
there
a
was,
lot.
There was a lot of tears in fifth grade. We don't really cry at band practice anymore.
No. Not usually.
Hey, boy, get out of my dreams. You're intruding on my world.
The She's, or S-H-E-S, are actually our first initials. Sammy, Hannah, Evan, Sinclair.
We, with our friends at school and people we meet, we become like a collective, like, oh, it's the She's. Like, all of us are like
we're
one,
a unit.
One unit person. We thought that being tough was like the in way, I think, to the music world. And then we started getting older and more confident in ourselves. And then we realized that we could play music that we actually liked a little bit more, like felt more like true to ourselves. And that's when we sort of got our like California sound by listening to like the Beach Boys and more like 60s girl group harmony. Heavy music.
Hard to explain, it's the same, and it never will change. 'Cause I sit and you sit, and we'll never come to it. Then it starts to feel like summer, but it's drifting away.
This song is called Then It Starts to Feel Like Summer, which is the title track off of our album. It's about wanting it to be summer on one level, very simplistically, but also just like longing for a certain feeling, almost like a nostalgia.
The only time age comes into play, I think, is when people don't take us seriously. Not just because of our age, but also because we're all women. But I think it happened more when we were younger, just because I feel like the way to get people to take you seriously is if you really take yourself seriously, and we just didn't even know, like, what that meant when we started.
Yeah, I think demanding respect goes a really long way, and we're still sort of trying to learn how to do that fully. But, demanding what you deserve in all aspects of being a band is really important.
Yes. This next song is called Picture of Houses. We wrote it about San Francisco, a city we love dearly.
We grew up practically in the venues. I remember going to my first shows at, like, Bottom of the Hill and the Fillmore, and it's really cool now playing those venues and like being on the other side of things. It's just a really fun way to grow up. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there and like make connections. I know a lot of the things that we've gotten as a band, like a lot of the shows and deals, are through contacting other bands and venues. Even though we're just like high schoolers, everyone thinks that's crazy, but we just did it and it's really worked out for us. So I think a big step is just getting in your mind that you can do it.
That was Sammy Perez, Eva Treadway, Hannah Valente, and Sinclair Riley, members of the San Francisco band The She's. They spoke with KALW's Alyssa Kapnick, and that piece was produced by Maya DePaula Hanica. The She's are performing tomorrow night for the Noise Pop Festival at the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco. Doors open at 8:30. We want to hear what you're hearing. Share your favorite Bay Area musicians on our Facebook page. It's KALW, and we may feature them on the show. And before we leave you today, we want to share the story behind the audiograph sound that we've been playing all week on KALW.
Okay, attention all passengers. We have now arrived at Gateway Alameda. All ashore, Gateway. Next stop will be Oakland.
We asked you what you think it is and where in the Bay Area it's from. Here's Julie Kane again with the answer.
My name's Ryan Boatwright, and I'm a ferry boat captain on the San Francisco Bay.
So is it kind of your destiny to be a captain of a boat?
Yeah, I've heard that one before. You know, stage name, whatever. No, it's just one of those coincidences, you know? Traffic, Ferry Peralta. Yeah, it's one of those jobs where you always got to be paying attention, and you really got to think about how you're making your approach to the dock and getting underway. And it's not like driving a car on the road. You know, boats don't have brakes and a steering wheel, and we're not firmly connected to this water. We're just floating through it, you know. So we kind of go wherever the wind and the water pushes us.
658, over.
Copy that. All right, folks, welcome to Alameda. This is the first of our two East Bay stops. After this, we're going on to Clay Street, Oakland, is our second stop. Please have your tickets out, ready for collection as you step off the boat. All ashore for Alameda.
This week's winner is Patrick Piazza, who just so happens to also be a ferry boat captain. Congratulations, Patrick. We'll be sending you a KALW t-shirt. And we weren't expecting this, but we heard from a listener who works for the San Francisco Bay Ferry, and he's offered 10 free round-trip passes for ferry rides to the callers who got the answer right this week. And for the rest of you, there'll be another contest next week. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, KALW, to hear more from Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. And that does it for today's Cross Currents from KALW News. The team includes Julie Kane, Audrey Dilling, Panina Eilberg-Schwartz, Nina Gensler-Debs, Alex Kaminsky, Ashley Ann Krigbaum, Erica Moo, Seth Samuel, Lara Saponara, Stephen Short, and RJ Sloan. Today's show was engineered by Chris Hoff. Casey Miner is our senior editor. Martina Castro is our managing editor. Ben Trefney is our executive editor. Holly Kernan is our news director. Thanks to City Car Share. They provide an alternative transportation option for our reporters. They're online at citycarshare.org. And thank you. We are listener-supported radio. You're listening to the band Before the Brave. They list Ryan Adams and Arcade Fire among their influences, and they'll be opening for Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down on Saturday at the Great American Music Hall as part of this year's Noise Pop Festival. And all details are at KALW.org. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.
It's good to see you tonight, but the swell in your eyes is out of place. And if I had one chance, I'd have asked you.